Yeah, Consolidated Australian Pastoral Holdings, Matt, is an entity established by Archstone Investments. Archstone, of course, did receive a little bit of publicity recently with the Bindaree beef transaction. Archstone are a group based out of Beijing, but with interests in mainland China, Hong Kong and Australia, and a focus on Australian agriculture. So Consolidated Australian Pastoral Holdings is an entity that's been established as their investment vehicle for this transaction.
And what drove the entity, what drove its interest in buying those four big Kimberley cattle stations last year?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Matt. I mean, for a long time, we spent a fair bit of time with Archstone considering various interests in Australia, and certainly we did explore a number of other acquisitions in the lead up to this particular purchase. The properties themselves have enormous value in a sense of quality, and certainly Moolabulla itself has been widely regarded for a long time as being a quality Kimberley property. That was one draw card. The other is recognition of the Blue Tongue Zone and that the property Shamrock South of Broome sits outside of that Blue Tongue Zone, which provides flexibility for export of cattle into certain jurisdictions around the world, most notably China, which we do see as a market will open up over years to come.
And just on that property, Shamrock, I understand the company's got some reasonably big plans for that property when it comes to irrigation. What can you tell us?
Yeah, look, that's true. Certainly the previous owner obviously had some thoughts around Shamrock, and we effectively have picked up on that line of thinking. We have hit the ground running. We've spent a lot of time over the last 12 months working with various stakeholders, government, local Indigenous landholders. Certainly, it's important for us to engage across the community. That work is, you know, it's ongoing. I'd like to say it's been smooth sailing, but, you know, with all of these larger projects, there is a process involved, and we're very, very respectful of that process. So it's certainly got its nuances in dealing with the government in Western Australia, and we're experiencing a little bit of that. We've got plans that, from our perspective, you know, it's a considerable investment. I'd not like to go into figures and terms and details, but it is a considerable investment which we're taking very, very seriously. And for that reason, you know, we see it as a great opportunity to explore a part of Australia that it does provide enormous opportunity. And we see Shamrock as a step that will add value not only to our aggregation, but, you know, potentially with its location and sitting outside the Blue Tongue Zone, you know, we think for the region offers opportunity.
Are you able to paint us a little bit of a picture of what you're aiming to do there at Shamrock? I mean, are we talking one or two centre pivots or something larger?
Look, we certainly are considering a fairly extensive. I won't get into the number of pivots because that's all up for consideration still as we go through various surveys and assessments. But we are, I will say, we're considering, you know, an investment that's significant. In a sense of approach, it's simply a stand and graze type approach. We certainly look to, you know, get the maximum return per head out of the Kimberley region. And at the moment, look, a lot of the cattle have gone into Indonesia, of course, and that particular market has had limitations on size of the animals that go into that region. We'd like to think that with the markets that open up in the future, including China, the opportunity is to put larger animals into those markets. So if we can lift the weight and therefore the value of every head produced in our aggregation, then for us that's a better return on investment. Now, Shamrock would be integral to adding that finish and scale size to the volumes we're talking about.
Now, you mentioned earlier on the recent Bindaree beef transaction over in the eastern states. Can you explain to us the link between it and the company that's running these cattle stations in the Kimberley?
Yeah, look, obviously Archstone Investments is the link. And Archstone, as I said, have got very positive outlook for Australian agriculture and see it as a good place to invest and a good place to develop opportunities. So the strategic linkage between the two is not direct. We do see the eastern states as being an opportunity to and primarily focused on box beef, the Kimberley more attuned to live export, but at the end of the day, both offer opportunities from Archstone's perspective to continue to invest in the industry, develop both projects, and certainly have taken the view that they are long-term investments with a view to continued development, which I think is positive for both communities.
Both Bindery Beef and the aggregation of stations in the Kimberley are very significant investments. Has the checkbook been put away, or is the company company looking to do more?
Oh, look, you know, Archstone are very active in their interest in Australian agriculture. So it's not to say that the checkbook's been put away, no. Certainly, the approach is, though, that these are based on financial investments. They're not simply made for the sake of acquisition. So Archstone have never sought out publicity, and I've been fortunate enough to work with the team for a few years now, and if it probably were not for the Bindery investment and the publicity that got very recently, then obviously Archstone's name would still be rather secret, I suppose, certainly not a public one. But, you know, our work with Australian Standard Agriculture and Archstone is an ongoing process. We certainly will continue to look at opportunities as they arise, but they need to make some sense both strategically and commercially.
And we haven't even spoken about the Argyle Cattle Company. That plays a role in all this as well. And you guys bought some bulls at Fitzroy Crossing the other day.
Yes, we did. We did. So Argyle Cattle Company is the operating entity out of the aggregation there in the Kimberley. Look, it's been an interesting first 12 months, and certainly going through the muster process, it was deemed that we needed some more bulls around the place. So certainly we have bought some at Fitzroy. We've also been active over in the east, more recently looking at more bulls as well. You know, Archstone, we established Argyle Cattle Company as a bit of a reflection of the region, and one of the famous sort of names up there around the mine itself and some of the activities up there. So, you know, it's been an interesting 12 months, as I said. We certainly see the opportunity to continue to develop the business. And wherever we can, we will continue to support the local community. So whether it's the local bull sale, we certainly have been very, very active in all of our work with suppliers, service providers, to do as much business as we can locally and around the Kimberley region. And so things like the bull sale, certainly we took the opportunity where we could to be involved.
There's a lot going on. I really appreciate your time to come onto the program and talk about things. Thanks so much.
No worries, Matt. Thank you. Cheers.